Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into The Accidental Creative by Todd Henry. This insightful book unpacks the mystery behind unleashing and managing individual creativity, asserting that while everyone harbors the potential for creativity, many lack the necessary tools to harness and act upon it. Through The Accidental Creative, Kiku, readers are equipped with techniques to achieve maximum creative output, enabling consistent and effortless creation. Todd Henry, the mind behind this illuminating read, is not only an international speaker and coach, but also the founder and CEO of Accidental Creative, a consultancy firm dedicated to fostering personal development and creativity. His journey began with the launch of the Accidental Creative podcast in 2006. A precursor to expressing his groundbreaking ideas in book form. Who stands to gain the most from this book? The Accidental Creative speaks to those feeling a lack of inspiration in the workplace, individuals eager to amplify their creative potential, and anyone curious about the mechanisms of creativity. Join us as we explore how to make creativity an accessible, structured part of your daily life, potentially transforming how you approach challenges and innovation in the professional sphere and beyond. The Accidental Creative: How to Be Brilliant at a Moment's Notice. Introduction. Unlock your creative genius. No artistic job required. Imagine this. Creativity isn't just for the artists, musicians, or the traditionally creative types. It's a spark inside every single one of us, waiting to ignite, whether you're crafting melodies that move the soul or simply dabbling in watercolors for a peaceful Sunday activity. Creativity is your silent companion, offering a sense of fulfillment and joy that few other pursuits can match. But here's the snag. Life, with its myriad of pressures, especially within the workplace, often dims that vibrant light of creativity within us. It feels like a constant battle to keep the creative flame burning. Whether you're running towards a deadline or juggling multiple responsibilities, it's easy for your creativity to take the back seat. Fear not, for this journey into the Accidental Creative offers a lifeline. It's a guidepost to reviving and sustaining that creative spark, ensuring that the well of your creativity never runs dry. It's not just about reclaiming your creative expression. It's also about shining in your professional life, showcasing your value beyond the conventional metrics. So, how do you keep the creativity flowing? One word, fresh. Imagine treating your creativity like a delicate plant that needs constant nurturing. This guide will introduce you to practices and habits that keep your creative juices flowing, ripe, rich, and ready to spill over into every aspect of your life. And there's a bit of unexpected wisdom you'll stumble upon here. How you are, what you eat, transcends the physical, entering the realm of creativity. It's a fascinating exploration of how your inputs, from the media you consume to the conversations you engage in, directly impact the quality and richness of your creative output. By weaving through these insights, you're not just unlocking your creative genius, you're also setting the stage to prove your invaluable worth to your employer, all while nurturing your soul. Ready to dive in? Let's turn that creativity tap all the way open and watch as your world transforms with every drop. Part 1: Creative Excellence versus Workplace Pressure, Finding the Balance. In the modern workspace, creativity isn't just encouraged, it's expected. But there's a catch. Creativity isn't a constant. It ebbs and flows, making the demand to remain consistently creative a tall order for anyone. This growing expectation to churn out innovative ideas on a dime means that proving oneself as a creative force to managers becomes a job in itself. To stand out as an indispensable creative mind, you must master the trifecta of being prolific, brilliant, and healthy. Yet striking this balance is where many stumble. It's all too common to excel in one or two areas while leaving the third lacking, leading to potential burnout, reputational damage, or worse, job insecurity. Imagine being prolific and brilliant, but your health suffers. Or you're brilliant and healthy, but fail to produce enough work. Each scenario has its pitfalls, and therein lies the modern workplace dilemma. How to excel creatively without compromising on productivity or personal well-being. Adding to this complex equation is the relentless push for innovation, paired with unwavering deadlines. This duality demands not just creativity, but a creative output that fits neatly within the timeframes and expectations set by others. It's a tightrope walk between innovation and adherence to deadlines, where the latter often takes precedence. This environment breeds a cautious approach to creativity, where playing it safe becomes the norm to avoid missteps, a strategy one might liken to bunting for singles in baseball. It's about securing the small victories at the expense of potentially game-changing ideas. Moreover, the corporate penchant for predictability further stifles the natural cyclicality of creative thought. The pursuit of guaranteed outcomes leaves little room for the non-linear, sometimes unpredictable journey of creative ideation. It's no wonder creative souls within these environments often feel drained, likening decision-makers to vampires who leech any spark of originality. The challenge, therefore, is not just to be creative, but to navigate these pressures and contradictions of the modern workplace. It's about finding a way to sustain and showcase one's creativity amidst a backdrop of high expectations and rigid deadlines, an endeavor that demands not only ingenuity, but also a strategic approach to balancing productivity, innovation, and well-being. Part 2: Navigating the Treacherous Waters of Creative Threats. Imagine your creativity as a ship voyaging through the vast seas of imagination and innovation. However, lurking beneath these waters are silent assassins, ready to pierce the hull of your creative vessel, sinking it into the abyss of stagnation and missed opportunities. Recognizing these threats is the first step towards safeguarding your creative journey. The first of these menacing forces is dissonance, a discord between a company's proclaimed mission and its actual actions. Picture a ship where the compass doesn't align with the map. Confusion and misdirection inevitably ensue. An instance from the author's experience illustrates dissonance perfectly. At a design firm, the gap between what clients expected and what was communicated to the designers was as wide as an ocean, with briefs reduced to superficial demands, devoid of the client's underlying vision. Without understanding the why behind their what, the designers' creative sails were left flapping aimlessly in the wind, leading to outcomes that missed the mark. Then, there's the assassin named Fear, a shadowy figure that whispers doubts and magnifies the risk of failure. Consider an experiment where people's confidence in walking across a plank drastically decreases once the plank is imagined to be suspended high above the ground. Similarly, fear clouds the creative mind's vision, making the leap towards innovative solutions appear too perilous to attempt. Fear transforms potential pathways of creativity into insurmountable cliffs. Last in this trio of creativity killers is expectation escalation, akin to setting sail with a map that marks only one port as your destination, disregarding the possibilities of discovering new lands along the way. When expectations balloon, they can overshadow the creative process, leaving little room for exploration or deviation from the predetermined path. The fixation on a specific outcome can blind us to alternate, possibly more innovative solutions, cinching the noose tighter around creativity's neck. Awareness of these assassins, dissonance, fear, and expectation escalation, empowers us to steer our creative ship with more caution and intent. It's about mapping a course that not only acknowledges these threats, but also maneuvers through them with insight and agility. By doing so, we safeguard our creativity, allowing it to flourish even in the face of adversity. Part 3: Mastering the Art of Focus, the Launchpad for Creative Insights. Embarking on a journey towards sustained creativity requires not just recognizing potential pitfalls, but also actively nurturing the seeds of innovation, The formula for such cultivation? Keeping your approach fresh. Focus, relationships, energy, stimuli, and hours. Let's delve into the crucial starting point. Focus. At the heart of focus, or rather the lack of it, lie two major disruptors: unhealthy assumptions and the allure of the so-called ping. Neuroscientist Jeff Hawkins sheds light on how our brains, ruled by past experiences, constantly forecast future occurrences. While beneficial in some scenarios, these predictions can lead us astray, anchoring us to unfounded beliefs. Consider the anecdote of the author and the spider. A single encounter led to hours wasted in vigilant spider checks, an epitome of an unhealthy assumption, dictating behavior, costing 6 hours annually over a fleeting incident. Enter the ping, that irresistible impulse to check every notification that buzzes, dings, or flashes. This modern-day siren call scatters our concentration, pulling us towards an endless cycle of minor distractions. To combat these adversaries of focus, we embark on a strategic trifold path. Define your work, refine your focus through the big three, and cluster your tasks for optimized productivity. Defining your work means setting clear challenges for each task at hand. What are the burning questions your project seeks to answer? By specifying 4 to 6 key challenges, such as making a brand stand out or reducing operational costs, you spotlight areas demanding your focused attention. Refinement comes with prioritizing. Among the myriad of tasks vying for your attention, identify the big three. Projects that at this moment demand your critical focus. This targeted approach ensures that your energies are not squandered but channeled into areas ripe for innovation. Finally, task clustering mimics the concept of intelligent adjacency found in retail, placing related items like toothbrushes next to toothpaste to boost sales. By grouping similar activities, dedicating a set period, say 30 minutes, to a cluster of tasks, fosters a deeper, uninterrupted focus, enhancing productivity and creativity alike. This focused approach is a beacon in the turbulent seas of distractions, guiding your creative ship towards uncharted territories. With your focus honed, our voyage now takes us to exploring the role of relationships in nurturing creativity. Stay tuned and ready your sails for this next crucial leg of the journey. Part 4. Transforming solitude into a creative powerhouse with strong networks. The solitary journey of a creative mind often paints a picture of a lone innovator toiling away in seclusion. While solitude can be a haven for concentration, it harbors the risk of narrowing one's perspective, potentially caging the wild spirit of creativity. To prevent this from happening, it's crucial to turn our attention to the second element of fresh relationships. After all, creativity thrives not in isolation, but in the rich soil of collaboration and shared ideas. History and research underscore the immense value of building robust networks. Stephen Johnson, in his exploration of great ideas, found that groundbreaking discoveries often spring from the fertile ground of shared thoughts and collaborative efforts. Echoing this sentiment, Professor Luis Cozzolino points out that our creative edge is sharpened by the fresh perspectives that only others can provide. So, how do we forge these essential connections? There are three key strategies: instigating a circle of creatives, engaging in one-on-one ideation sessions, and cultivating a core mentorship team. The first step involves establishing a creative circle, a gathering of like-minded individuals willing to share, critique, and inspire one another. This could consist of colleagues, friends, or a blend of both, meeting regularly to discuss ongoing projects, inspirations, and seek advice. These sessions promise mutual growth, fueled by shared enthusiasm and insights. Next, consider setting up head-to-head meetings with fellow creatives, especially those within the same field. Such engagements encourage a healthy, competitive spirit, nudging both participants towards innovation and boldness in their creative endeavors. Diane Sawyer beautifully captures the essence of this approach, framing competition not as rivalry, but as a catalyst for growth and learning. The final strategy is about establishing your core team of mentors, professionals from diverse backgrounds who can offer guidance, wisdom, and a broader perspective. This mentor-mentee dynamic, spanning industries and disciplines, facilitates continuous learning and creativity cultivation. By nurturing these three types of relationships, you not only break the chains of isolation, but also construct a vibrant ecosystem that fuels your creative spirit. With a robust support network in place, the journey ahead now shifts focus towards maintaining the energy required to sustain creativity over the long haul. Stay tuned as we unveil strategies to keep your creative engine running at its peak in our exploration of energy, the next critical component of Fresh. Part 5. Fueling your creative engine, the art of energy management. Imagine your creativity as a ship sailing the vast oceans of innovation. For this voyage, energy is your wind. Without it, your creative sails hang limp and progress stalls. Despite its pivotal role, the strategic management of energy often slips through the cracks of our daily routines, leading to a sluggish journey marred by fatigue and underperformance. Our brains, the captains of this creative expedition, command a disproportionate share of our bodily resources. Making up merely 2% of body weight, they nevertheless consume a staggering 20% of our energy. When energy reserves dip, so does our brain's ability to navigate the complexities of creativity and problem solving. Contrary to common belief, replenishing our energy reservoirs isn't as simple as logging off and taking a breather. It's a nuanced ballet of managing not just our time, but the intensity and quality of our engagements, as underscored by author Tony Schwartz. His insights reveal a rhythm to productivity we often ignore, the ebb and flow between intense focus and deliberate rest, a cycle that keeps the creative current strong and steady. The cornerstone of adept energy management lies in structuring our lives into manageable segments, weekly, monthly, and quarterly. Every week, balance your high energy demands with brief, rejuvenating buffers. These mini oases might look like a 5-minute musical interlude between demanding tasks or a detour to a bookstore, serving as a transition from the grind of work to the sanctuary of personal life. On a monthly scale, calibration is key. Anticipate where the gusts of demand will blow, adjusting your sails, both professional and personal, accordingly. Gearing up for a new project? It may be time to dock some of your social commitments temporarily to ensure smooth sailing ahead. Quarterly, take a moment to map out the broader currents and weather patterns. Birthdays, anniversaries, and looming projects all demand their share of energy. By plotting these in advance, you ensure your voyage remains on course, avoiding energy squalls that can throw you off track. Yet, perhaps the most crucial aspect of energy management is the art of pruning. Just as vineyard keepers trim new growth to concentrate vitality in fruit-bearing vines, so too must we regularly evaluate and cut away the less productive, energy-draining activities from our lives. This monthly exercise not only lightens your load, but ensures that your energy flows to where it can bloom most vividly. Mastering the nuanced art of energy management sets the stage for utilizing every moment to its fullest potential, keeping the winds of creativity at your back. Now, with our energies finely tuned, we turn our attention to stimuli, the nourishment for our creative minds awaiting in the world around us. Part 6. Nourishing your creative mind, the power of stimulating inputs. Just as our bodies thrive on a nutritious diet, our creativity flourishes on a rich and varied diet of stimuli. Embracing this truth unveils a path to sustained creative vigor, as denoted by the S in our Fresh guide. This step is about feeding your mind with inputs that are not just plentiful but also challenging, relevant, and diverse, ensuring a continuous bloom of fresh ideas and perspectives. While it's easy to bask in the glow of pop culture, true creative expansion stretches far beyond. Academic journals, literature, and even unexplored fields offer complex and challenging perspectives that pop culture rarely can. It's like comparing fast food to a well-balanced meal. Both can satisfy, but only one contributes to long-term health. In this case, your creative health. Relevance, however, is equally crucial. The information you absorb should not only fuel your current projects, but also align with your broader strategic goals. Whether it's honing a skill through targeted classes or keeping abreast with trade publications specific to your field, each piece of information should serve as a stepping stone toward personal and professional growth. Diversity in stimuli ensures that you're not just drawing from a single well, but exploring the rich tapestry of human knowledge and inspiration. Look outside your comfort zone, challenge your preconceptions, and entertain ideas from fields or cultures you're unfamiliar with. Remember, groundbreaking ideas often emerge from the fusion of disparate thoughts and disciplines. Think of Larry Keller's stroke of genius in conceiving a steak restaurant as a fine dining experience during an art museum visit. To effectively harness these varied stimuli, adopt a three-pronged approach: cultivate, process, and experience. Begin by crafting a quarterly study plan that allocates time to areas essential for your job, addresses personal educational gaps, and indulges your passions without feeling like an obligation. Processing this information is next. Take notes, immerse yourself in the material, and engage with it as if in dialogue, much like John Adams did with his annotated readings. This active engagement transforms reading from a passive to an interactive experience, paving the way for deeper comprehension and insight. However, do not underestimate the value of direct experiences. Beyond the pages of books and screen time, the world awaits with endless opportunities to inspire and challenge you. Whether through visits to museums, attendance at lectures, or the simple act of taking a contemplative walk, these experiences enrich your creative wellspring in ways that are both profound and lasting. Having explored the fertile grounds of stimulating inputs, we now progress to the final cornerstone of our fresh approach, meticulously managing your hours, ensuring that every moment contributes to your creative journey. Part 7. Optimizing creative output, the essence of time. Well spent. Embarking on the final leg of our fresh voyage, we arrive at a crucial juncture: managing your hours. Time, unlike any other resource at our disposal, presents a unique challenge. It's finite, making our utilization of it all the more critical. The key lies not in the sheer volume of hours devoted, but in the quality and intention behind those hours. Consider your time as an investment portfolio rather than a gamble on a slot machine. The conventional wisdom of time management often prioritizes sheer throughput, akin to the relentless pulling of a slot machine's lever, hoping for a jackpot. For creatives, this analogy falls short. The essence of creative work transcends mere productivity. It demands strategic, long-term investment in our routines that nurtures and sustains our creative spirit. This philosophy of time as a portfolio materializes through two pivotal practices: establishing your idea and unnecessary creating. Initiating the process requires a fresh take on brainstorming, often misconceived as strictly a group activity. In contrast, solitary brainstorming can be just as, if not more, fruitful for cultivating new ideas. Distance yourself from the constraints of current projects or execution. This moment is about ideation in its purest form. Dedicate an hour each week to freely explore concepts, drawing inspiration from your big three challenges. Document every insight, every fleeting thought, as these sessions are fertile ground for breakthrough ideas. The second practice, unnecessary creating, champions the act of creation for its own sake, without the pressures of deadlines or external expectations. This is about kindling the intrinsic joy of creation, setting your creative spirit free. The story of Robert, a creative director overwhelmed by the demands of working for a prominent brand design firm, illustrates this beautifully. Reconnecting with his passion for watercolor painting not only rejuvenated his love for his work, but underscored the transformative power of engaging in creativity as an end in itself. The notion that there's no room for recreational creativity in a busy schedule is a fallacy. Infusing your routine with activities that ignite your passion is not a luxury. It's essential. It clears the mind, fosters innovation, and reinvigorates our approach to work and life. Investing in quality time, driven by genuine creativity and joy, can elevate your creative output far beyond the constraints of conventional productivity. As we harness the principles of fresh, focus, relationships, energy stimuli, and now ours, we equip ourselves with a holistic approach to sustaining creativity. It's not just about clocking in the hours. It's about ensuring every moment counts, paving the way for a richer, more fulfilling creative journey. Final summary. Creativity isn't just an innate talent. It's a skill that can be nurtured and developed, especially when faced with the relentless demands of the modern workplace. The essence of sustaining and enhancing your creative prowess lies in adopting a holistic approach distilled into the fresh formula. By prioritizing focus, relationships, energy, stimuli, and hours, you can not only safeguard your creativity from the numerous threats it faces daily, but also elevate it to new heights. The journey to creative excellence begins with honing your focus, avoiding the pitfalls of distractions, and targeting your efforts on clearly defined challenges. It then moves into cultivating enriching relationships that inspire innovation and drive us to challenge our boundaries. Managing energy effectively ensures that our creative endeavors are fueled by vitality, enabling peak mental performance. Diverse and relevant stimuli feed our curiosity and broaden our perspective, providing the raw materials for groundbreaking ideas. Finally, respecting our hours, focusing on the quality of time spent rather than the quantity, allows us to invest in activities that truly enrich our creative spirit. This comprehensive approach encourages us not to see creativity as a finite resource to be expended, but as a renewable and deepening wellspring. By nurturing these aspects of our professional and personal lives, we unlock our full creative potential, making every endeavor not just a task, but a meaningful contribution to our overarching goals. So, embrace the fresh methodology and witness your creative capacity unfold naturally and effortlessly, transcending the confines of short-term pressures for lasting, fulfilling success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.